A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 8, verses 21 through 30. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away. You will look for me, but you will die in your sins. Where I am going, you cannot come." At this, some of the Jews began to ask, "Does he mean he will kill himself when he claims, 'Where I am going, you cannot come'?" He went on, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, a world which cannot hold me. That is why I said you would die in your sins. You will surely die in your sins unless you come to believe that I am." "Who are you then?" they asked him. Jesus answered, "What I have been telling you from the beginning. I could say much about you in condemnation, but no, I only tell the world what I have heard from him, the truthful one who sent me." They did not grasp that he was speaking to them of the Father. Jesus continued, "When you lift up the Son of Humanity, you will come to realize that I am and that I do nothing by myself. I say only what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not deserted me, since I always do what pleases him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. Jesus starts this conversation kind of poorly, saying to the Pharisees, or perhaps to the crowd in general, "I am going away, you will look for me, but you will die in your sins." And, of course, their response is strong and kind of humorous, perhaps. They're making a joke when they say, "Does he mean he will kill himself when he claims, 'Where I am going, you cannot come'?" In other words, he'll be in Hades, or, you know, what we would call hell. Is that where he'll be? Is that where he's going? And Jesus responds by making clear what he's alluded to before in chapter 6, the Bread of Life chapter. "I am." He's been telling them, "I'm the Son of Humanity. I'm the Son of God. I'm of the Father." And they somehow still don't get it or don't want to get it. And now he's so plain and yet not so plain to somebody who doesn't want to hear, "I am." And he says, "When you lift up the Son of Humanity, you will come to realize that I am." And he's alluding, of course, to the first reading, the book of Numbers, chapter 21, where the Israelites in the desert cry out, complaining against God because they're dying of thirst, and Jesus punishes them by having them bitten with the serpents. And so then God says to Moses, "Well, lift up a serpent on a pole, and if those who look at it will be healed." And here, as we're approaching the Holy Week and celebration of Easter, when we will look upon Jesus raised, we want to prepare ourselves so that this is not a kind of condemnation, but rather a kind of healing. Jesus tells his listeners in this gospel passage, "If you don't believe in me, that's a condemnation, and really you're condemning yourselves." And so we want to continue with the great task of Lent, which is to allow our faith to be deepened in Christ, by Christ, so that when we look upon him raised up on Easter, we'll know more deeply who he is, where he's from, where he's going. We know more deeply our own call and the love God has for us in Christ, the power Christ has to save us, to really be "I am" for us.